Morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Chancellor Wayne, the mayor of Kennett, and I'm here today excited to announce the plans for Main Street Health Ventures, a billionaires funding group affiliate in conjunction with support from the city of Kennett, local banks to renovate, revitalize the structure previously known as Twin Rivers Regional Medical Center. The city of Kennett is in full favor of the endeavors of the billionaire funding group, with having approximately 70,000 plus residents throughout Kennett and the surrounding areas. The area is once again going to have timely access to effective health care. After months of discussions, meetings, and deliberations, they now feel that the support to proceed forward with the licensure and project development. And I'd really like to thank a lot of people that have been having their hands in all this, meeting up with the meetings and everything else, the hard work that's gone on. But Mr. Shanil Leilani and Ms. Monica Tully, Mr. Kerry Noble, Stan Morris, and our whole entire city council have been behind this. So I really appreciate everything that's gone on for it and look forward to all the next steps that we have to do. And we know there's a lot more, but we're going to need support from the citizens of Kennett, from our legislature, our senators, our representatives, to get everything done. But this is a big step forward for Dunklin County, the city of Kennett, and really any place down here in southeast Missouri and northeast Arkansas. So if anybody would like to ask any questions, we've got the answer team here.
Well, so, what kind of timetable are we looking at?
12 to 18 months at the latest.
You might be that camera.
From start to finish, getting the inside the building.
That's the goal.
Okay. What are some of the things that you're going to have to do? I know this building's old, and I'm sure there's a lot of things. Can you just kind of sketch it out?
We have an architect and an engineer involved, and at this time, they haven't finished everything. But some of the things is the renovation, the way it looks. We've got to put new chillers, HVAC systems, air exchangers. One of our goals that we've had for some time, and they're excited about, and so is Dr. Schott and Dr. McPherson, is we're going to, since the COVID-19 has hit the way that it has, we want to put more negative air rooms in than is normal. One goal is from 10 to 17, and that will make this hospital top-notch. I don't think any of the other area hospitals has that many neg air rooms, and we can isolate a lot more people that way. So, I mean, there's a lot of good things coming.
I guess my only other question is, somebody needs to, why Kennett? Could have been a lot of places, I guess, because a lot of places are like Kennett. You know, what drew you to Kennett?
Chanel saw a piece of property. We specialize in distressed and underutilized or undervalued properties. He saw this. He saw that it had a lot of potential, so he went ahead and purchased the property sight unseen. We came here. We talked with the people of the city council and members of the community to see what Kennett actually needed and wanted. We didn't want to come in here and build something that you guys didn't need or want. And you guys said you wanted a hospital, so we're going to build a hospital.
Are we going to utilize this entire building? Are you going to be tearing down, rebuilding? What's the plan with the building itself?
The plan is to use the entire building.
Okay.
There are
existing building.
The existing building. There are potentially some variance issues, and with that comes up, some of the building may not be able to be, we may have to tear part of the building down or something like that. But the goal is to utilize the building as it currently is and to renovate and revitalize it.
How long has this project been in the works?
I'd say about, guys,
long
down.
Well, the hospital, whenever they pulled out June of 2018, there was processes that started then. Their group came in, purchased this 6-7 months ago. And so we've been working with them ever since that aspect. But, you know, from the city standpoint, we've been working on it since it closed. And this is one of our most viable options for us to go. And this looks great for us right now.
There's one more thing that they're wanting to announce today about the...
Well, we have filed, as of today, a letter of intent with the Certificate of Need program for the state of Missouri to obtain the licensure for this facility. What we have requested is to open a 49-bed acute care hospital, which will be also will have full surgical capacity, a 24-hour emergency room, intensive care unit. So it'd be a full service primary care facility. It also will have support of some rural health Medicare certified, what we call provider-based rural health clinics associated with it. It'll be a key component. Will also be a cardiac outpatient program in conjunction with the hospital. So we plan to bring all services back to this location. You know, this facility has been around a long, long time. You know, I was actually born in this facility in 1951, so I'm very familiar with it. I worked here in 1976 to 1983 when it was owned and operated by the Duncan County Memorial Hospital at that time, before it sold for the first time. And so I think because it's changed hands over the years, this is our opportunity to bring this facility back under the direction of the local citizens of Kennett, and no longer be controlled by people with outside interest. And I think this is what inspired all of us to get behind this project, because this is what it's going to mean. It's going to be not only revitalization of healthcare services, but also the economic benefit it's going to bring with the new jobs, you know, new employment opportunities, and hopefully other industry will come and relocate back to this community.
Now, will the hospital be administrated?
We will have an arrangement. We will have organization. Basically, we're going to have three organizations involved with this. One will be a properties organization. Will hold the assets of the hospital, which is your Main Street Ventures LLC will be the owners of that, and there will be some private investment in that organization as well. It will also have an operating entity, you know, which will manage the hospital. And then we have a third group, which will be an investment fund, in which private citizens of the city of Kennett and surrounding area can have personal equity interest in this project. That, I think, is what's going to make it unique and really solidify it as a community-based hospital again.